Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. And right now, it's just you and me. We're working on getting some technical issues worked out to get Stephen Moore back on the show. Stephen's going to join us later, a little bit later, maybe any minute now. You know, folks, this is for as long as I've been doing the show, for over 21 years, I've been fascinated. Well, really, I've been fascinated with the Fed for probably many decades. Read a number of books on the topic, and so even when I started doing my radio show, I was already following the Fed and the things that they do and the impact that the Fed has on our world. My first real, when I really paid attention the most was what had to have been in the 70s. I mean, the inflation was just had gone through the roof. It was right after that was the decade after we went off the gold standard. And you know, remember, some of you may remember silver certificates. We did away with the paper money that said silver certificates, and so inflation went through the roof in the 70s, to the point where we had that and other issues, to the point where the Fed had to raise interest rates and mortgage rates went through the roof, and we had a lot of problems. We had a recession in the mid-70s. We had another one in 81. We had another one in 83, back-to-back, early part of the 80s. And Volcker, Chairman Volcker, had to really take things under control. But ever since then, the Fed has done a pretty good job, in general, of managing their two main areas, and that is the inflation and employment. Those are their charters. Those are their main. Those are the reason for the Fed is to manage inflation and employment. Now, if you look around you, you'd have to say at this moment that they've done a pretty good job, because inflation is somewhere in the neighborhood of the 2% target that they like. They like 2%. It might be off a little bit right now, and if you think about it, for the last dozen years or so, inflation has been pretty mild. And, you know, you don't like inflation when you're buying a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas, but you do like inflation when you start selling your house. You like that part, right? So, from an employment standpoint, I mean, look where we are right now. We are at full employment. In fact, we've got a deficit. We got more jobs wanting to hire more people than we have people who can work. Unemployment is under 4%, I think, right now. So from that standpoint, the Fed's job they've done a pretty good job. So why would they notify the world a little less than a year ago that they were going to start raising rates? Why would they do that? Well, I'm not sure, and that's one of the points that several people have made. Steve Moore wrote an article recently about that. Why would they notify the folks back in, say, around third quarter of last year that the word got out, basically, they were going to start raising rates on a more quantitative tightening instead of quantitative easing. And that just really upset the economy, especially the stock market. Stock market went into a spin back in December, right? Remember that? We had a tough fourth quarter. And I think they got religion. I think the Fed got religion after that. And they realized that they had overreacted with their rhetoric. And the world does pay attention to the United States Federal Reserve Board actions. I started talking about with Bob McTeer, the former chair, president of the Dallas Fed and a member of the FOMC. He was on. He's been on my show over the 20 years ago, and he confirmed that the Fed, our Fed, is the reserve bank. Is the reserve bank of the world, and other reserve banks, other national organizations like the ECB and others, they take a lot of their cues from us. So what happens here affects the world, and when the Fed overreacts, it causes problems. And so they're managing things very delicately right now. And when I come back after the break, we'll talk about what the Fed is likely to do. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.